Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Today's article titled Flourishing or Floundering was written by Anne Letissier. It was our first biology experiment. Chattering with typical 11-year-old excitement, we set to work, wrapped in our bright blue laboratory coats. Lining two jars with damp blotting paper, we inserted a broad bean halfway down each one, between paper and glass. One jar we placed on a sunny windowsill, the other in a dark cupboard. The bean in the light grew strong white roots and a stem crowned with green leaves. The one in the darkness attempted to grow, but its frail roots, limp yellow stem, and shriveled leaves predicted it would fail unless someone moved it into the light. Light, we learned, is essential for plants to grow and bear fruit. But light in the Bible is also synonymous with spiritual life. Jesus is called the light of life in John chapter 1 verse 4. So Paul encourages us in the book of Ephesians to live as children of light. Living in the light is to walk in the way of love and yield Christ's fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth. It is to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. It involves living on the sunny windowsill. Christ's life produces fruit, love in action, and godly character in obedience to God's word. When we confess ungodly behaviour that belongs in the darkness, and choose instead to live in the life-giving light of Jesus' lifestyle and commands, our spiritual lives will not only flourish, but nourish others also. Let's pray. Thank you, loving God, that I can turn to you in confession at any moment and receive your life-giving light to help me flourish and grow in you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.